Good afternoon, Dr. Shields. First of all, I just want to say it was a great talk and thank you for having this interview with us. And so for the first question, you've conducted extensive research in the field of multi-drug resistance infections. Could you provide an overview of your recent works and how it's contributing to our understanding of infections?
Yeah, so I think one of the big outstanding challenges in the field of antibiotic resistance and management of resistant gram-negative infections is the lack of real-world data, and particularly real-world data that compares new treatment options. We don't have a lot of data, so that's been our focus, is to compare new treatment options and comparative effectiveness studies and design these studies to have meaningful clinical outcomes that impact real-world patients, but also to control for many of the residual confounders that limit prior studies. So that was where we did the CACTUS network comparing ceftolozane tazobactam to ceftazidime avibactam, and we presented preliminary results here at ID Week this year.
Great, and your research addressed the critical issues of antibiotic resistance. How do you see the practical applications of your works in helping physicians make informed decisions regarding antibiotic use, especially in the context of multi-drug resistance infections?
Yeah, I think we've learned from the literature that infection due to a multi-drug resistant organism leads to worse patient outcomes, both morbidity and mortality for patients. And so it's incumbent upon us as clinical providers to be able to select the best therapy for these patients that are very vulnerable to poor outcomes. And, you know, we don't have a lot of large randomized clinical trials to tell us what might be the optimal therapy. So we do have to work through real-world effectiveness studies to learn these things. And I think by doing these real-world studies, we'll eventually be able to answer these questions to select optimal therapy for patients.
Thank you. And for the last question, looking forward, what advancements and innovations do you anticipate in the field of infectious disease? How can professionals prepare to adapt those changes?
Yeah, and I think we're seeing that new advancements and innovation all the time with the discovery of new molecules, the use of rapid diagnostic tests, and you know, many of these new technologies are advancing the way we can practice in clinical medicine. So by continuing to develop new antibiotics to overcome known mechanisms of resistance and being able to detect them in clinical micro labs, this is ultimately going to have a major impact on patient care.
Thank you so much.